Talking today with Bailey Brown. She's one of our area stars in ag science from Mulhall, Orlando. So let's talk a little bit about your project.
So my project within the agri-science division has to deal with aquaculture and fish studies. Now, when I was determining which sort of agri-science project I wanted to do, I decided that I wanted to have an SAE that really could have a global impact. As I did my research, I found out that aquaculture is the fastest growing segment in agriculture today, with a nearly $1 billion growth since 2014. So I knew that this was an SAE that I could have an impact in. Within this project, I decided to do a three-tank system in which I tested the three different filtration systems in an aquatic fish environment. One tank had a mechanical filter, the next had a biological filter with plants, and then the third had no filter and it just served as a control variable. Within my research, I found that the plant tank had the best results in the end and the best standard deviation and was the most fit for an aquatic fish environment. And I found this out by testing six variables, which were oxygen, turbidity, ammonia, pH, color, and temperature.
So what does this mean? Like, now you have all of this knowledge, so what can you do with it?
So, like I said, aquaculture being one of the fastest growing segments of agriculture today, in my research, I found that you can have just as many fish in an indoor fishery as you can in nearly 20 acres of land. Oh, wow. Now, this is a big deal considering that we have a fast growing global population, which is expected to exceed 9 billion by the year 2050. So research such as what I have done on a larger scale could be applied to large scale fisheries that could potentially affect fish production in the future.
Yeah, and make it a little bit easier for us to produce more with less.
Yes.
So this is kind of an interesting project because not everybody picks fish to talk about, right, in agriculture. So why did you decide to choose this? You said it was for more of a global, like, so you could have a global impact.
So I knew when picking a topic for my research study, I wanted to do a study that I could relate to and that I would really have fun researching. Mm-hmm. And growing up as a young girl, my grandma always had a fish tank in her house. I remember being a little girl and staring at the little pink fish in her fish tank and thinking that they were just the coolest thing on earth. So I've always kind of had a interest with fish. And then within my research, I also found that there are specific studies in which you can actually find symbiotic relationships between tomatoes and other produce like that, whereas the fish and the produce actually have a symbiotic relationship and they exchange nitrogen, oxygen, things such as that to grow plentifully off of each other. And I would like to further my research in that area, but I decided to start out with a more simple project with the fish and just regular plants to really create that base knowledge in order to further any more research.
Who all helped out with this project for you?
So I was lucky enough to have several mentors within my SAE. My ag teacher helped me in learning about the agri-science fair and what steps to take in getting my project started. My high school biology teacher also helped me in coming up with a hypothesis and determining the procedure and the different methods I could use to go about this project. And my FFA chapter really helped me whenever I was fortunate enough to speak to a podcast called Off Farm Income about my project, and being able to talk to my class at FFA in my FFA class about this podcast, it allowed me to teach others about the agri-science fair and how they can also be a part of it in the future.
And you mentioned furthering your research, so what are your plans for that?
So I have another project in the works. Now, it does not have to do with aquaculture. My next agri-science project has to deal with a grant study in which I am surveying ag teachers' knowledge in the state of Oklahoma on their knowledge of grants and how they can reach funding for their programs. But I would love to, like I said previously, continue my fish project and maybe have that symbiotic relationship as I had previously talked about with the produce and the fish in a tank.
Will this be a project that can continue on?
I do think that it is a project that can continue on, whether it's just trying new plants as my biological filter or trying new different mechanical filters. I think that there is lots of room to grow on this project and try new things and see what more I can learn with aquaculture.
So what's been some of your favorite moments in FFA?
I would definitely say one of my favorite moments in FFA was at state convention last year whenever I won my state proficiency award in swine production entrepreneurship. As a fifth generation hog farmer, this was a pretty big deal for me and my family. I've raised pigs for as long as I can remember, and finally seeing that hard work pay off on the big stage was an awesome feeling.
Absolutely. And FFA opens so many doors for you can do so many things with it.
Yes, I have been fortunate enough to be involved in livestock judging in my FFA chapter, and I have committed to attend Eastern Oklahoma State College in the fall with a livestock judging scholarship. So that is something really awesome that a hobby I began in FFA is now going to take me on a collegiate level to experience success there. So I'm very excited about that.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.